Now I'd like to introduce my guest, Daniel Johnson. He's an intercultural business specialist from London.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So I'd like to ask you a few questions about business etiquette in the UK.
Fire away.
Let's start with greetings. How do people usually do that in the UK?
Well, on the whole, you can't really go wrong with a solid handshake. As an intercultural specialist, I've seen a lot of customs when it comes to greetings. The European double kiss, for example. The British usually feel pretty uncomfortable in that situation.
Okay, good to know. And how do people address each other?
Well, first names are fine, unless you're addressing a titled individual, in which case, for safety, address them as Sir Stanley or Dame Doris. If they care that much about the title, they'll smile smugly. If not, then they'll smile smugly and say, Stanley will do.
And is that the same for emails?
Well, keep emails short and to the point. As everywhere else, tech speak has infiltrated British emails. Hi has replaced dear. But the most noticeable change is probably the rise of the smiley. Strictly speaking, smileys are only for your friends, but they are becoming more and more common in business emails. Worse still is that once you've started, you can't stop. An omitted smiley will feel like a withdrawal of affection rather than a lapse of memory.
And how about meetings in the UK? Is there anything our listeners should know?
Well, Brits aim to start meetings on time, but they'll often let them spill over the end time.
And what should I do if I have another meeting straight afterwards?
Well, no one will mind if you try to bring a meeting to a close. After all, there is one truism that transcends borders. Everyone would rather be somewhere else than in a meeting.
Yes, right. And how about the famous British sense of humour?
Yes, that's important. The Brits are very sarcastic and fond of banter.
Banter?
Yeah, basically it's a term used to justify hilarious yet completely inappropriate and unacceptably abusive behaviour between friends, usually males.
That sounds dangerous.
At worst, banter will trigger an intervention by HR. At best, it will be funny, but probably exclude most people in the room. Banter's a minefield, so foreign visitors should probably avoid getting involved. The other form of humour in the UK is self-deprecation.
Self what?
Deprecation, basically sarcasm, but aimed towards yourself, so don't be surprised if you hear that.
The British are also known for being social, no?
Yeah, despite a reputation for politeness, Brits are notoriously bad at inviting overseas guests out. They won't ask you round for brunch at their home on a Saturday, or organise a weekend of sightseeing. The only exception to this is after-work drinks. If you find yourself in the pub, you may be expected to pay for a round. That means buying everyone in your party, yes, I mean everyone, a drink. If you don't, or if you leave before it's your turn, stand by for some light-hearted but pretty crushing jokes about your meanness. If there are 10 colleagues with you, the prospect of buying up to 11 drinks can be pretty anxiety-inducing. So make a calculated switch earlier onto non-alcoholic drinks. There are far worse countries to be drunk in than Britain, but if you want to do business the next day, it's best to restrain yourself.
And what type of things do people talk about?
Well, sport, particularly football, not soccer, is still a favourite topic of conversation. The weather, I mean it's a cliche for good reason. It will keep you going for a few minutes, holidays, whatever. But, you know, steer clear of politics like Brexit. Just to avoid the risk of the business relationship turning sour.
And finally, business dress in a lot of countries has become more casual these days. Is that the same in the UK too?
At daytime meetings, a suit and no tie is now pretty much the norm for men, though plenty carry an emergency tie just in case. Business casual is meaningless and tends to be covered by a jacket and no tie for men. For formal events, black tie is rarer and rarer, but it does mean a tuxedo and bow tie for men. Even then, variants of formal business attire, like a dark suit, plain white shirt and tie, will usually be tolerated. Women are cut more slack, but this often just causes paralysis at the array of options. A tailored dress for the day, jazzed up by a pair of earrings for evening. Could probably see them through most possibilities. Black tie means slightly snazzier dress, though unless you're up for a BAFTA, which is the British Oscars, don't worry about packing a full-length evening gown. The bottom line, if in doubt, unless you're a tech billionaire or chief executive, dress smarter than more casual.
Daniel, thanks very much.
My pleasure.